We are learning with Sechtas Erevin, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says like this: we're talking about a chotzer that needs an Erev Chatzeris, or we're talking about a mavi that needs a sheet of mavois, and this chemveni, store owner or baker live in the chotzer. So, according to Rabbi Yezer, I can give him money and tell him I want to buy a piece of bread or some wine from your store, and you'll use that for the Erev. And when you make the Erev, when they come make the Erev, you use that for the Erev. The Chamayimrim lo yizachul ma'isa. Chamayim say, no, it does not work, because money is not kaina. And Rashi and Tosfos both speak out that even though this store owner will go ahead and try to be mezakeh it, when he's mezakeh his food for the whole chatzar, he'll also say, you know what, I'm being mezakeh it for that person who paid for it. It still will not work. Why not? So in Tosfos, it's mashed by the pshat is, since the guy gave money for it, he wants his money to buy, to be koina, to acquire his chelik in the Erev. And if you give it to him as a matnas chinam, he doesn't want that. And that's shloim edaita. He wants his Erev to be acquired through money. Rashi says a little different. Rashi says that when the guy is being mezakeh to everyone, when it comes to him, he's being mezakeh to him for his money, not because he wants to give him a present. And therefore, again, it doesn't work because mayas is not kindness. That's pshat rachamim. Halacha is that with the raisa, when you buy someone with money, you should be kind. The Rabbanah made a halacha that you need mashicha. The only way you kind something is by picking it up or by moving it. That's the only way you are kind, you acquire something. Money alone does not acquire you anything. So here, all he did was give money. He's not kind of an Arab. And we're saying that even if he tries to mazak it to him by giving it to someone else, they pick it up for him, it won't work because the guy wants to have his money be kind. Or the reason it wasn't work is because he's giving it to him al-das's money, and money is not kind. And therefore, it turns out that he's not going to be part of the Arab. Like the Gemara doesn't explain, that's only by a store owner do you have das that you want your money to be kind of the Erev. But when you give it to a stama guy, one of the guys from your chatzah, you give him money, say, take care of the Erev for me. So then you're not paying for the food. You know, maybe indirectly paying for the food, but you want him to do is take, you're saying, make an Erev for me. Work it out. B'la halacha that works. I'm giving you money for that also. Not that I want my money to be kindness. Therefore, it works. My mishakal, I'm mishakal by myself, that it works with money and the Erev works. Because the reason why these things don't work is because you can't make an Erev without his das. And his das is he wants to be kind for the money. Going back to the chemini case. And here, you're doing a shleim edaita. Erev does not work shleim edaita. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Medvar Mur Ruvich Tchumim. He says you don't need the das by Erev Chatzeres. By Erev Tchumim, you need someone's das. Av Ruvich Chatzeres, Ma'arvin. No, why did he das by Ruvich Tchumim? Because there, he's losing his Tchum for the other side. So you have to always make sure he's on board when you make Erev Tchumim with someone. But Av Ruvich Chatzeres, Ma'arvin L'Daitav Shlo L'Daitav. You can do it Stai if he knows about it, doesn't know about it, because always a Schus for him, and you can do it Erev Chatzeres even Shlo L'Daitav. The Fish is Zochin La'Odom Shlo L'Fanov. You can be Zoycha for a person, something that's good for him, even without him knowing, not even in front of him. But he can do something not good for him, shleim in front of him. That's why Erev Tchumim cannot be done without his das. So I think I'm right. We have machlokes here in the Mishnah, Elias and Chamam. Chamam is very understandable, because Chamam say that Moyes ainoi koinois, Moyes is not koina, and therefore, the guy who gave the money to the chemid, he says, I want my money to be koinim Erev. And that's why I think it's working. And even if, like we spoke about Tysus, even if the guy gives it to him, is mezakeh to him, or someone else, he's not happy with that. He wants his money to be koina, and since money is like koina, so the Erev does not work. Now, what's Rabbi Yehuda holds? The Erev works. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, Haloi Mashach, he didn't make a meshicha. So why is your money koina? Why is the Erev work? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bravua, Asa Rav Eleza, Kedala Prokim Veshana. Rabbi Yehuda made this din of Erev is like the four times a year where Chazal said that Mayas is kindness. And we'll see the Gemara as the Gemara develops it. The last Harris thing Gemara will be that there are four times a year when we say Mayas is kindness. And here also Rabbi Yehuda said, because of Tikkun Shabbos, like Rashi calls it, it's because we want you to have Erev, we allow the Mayas to be kindness in this case, just like we allow it in four times a year. So let's see what we're talking about. That's now into the Mishnah. Medal prakim elu meshchitim es atavach makarcha. It's four times a year where even though the butcher doesn't have enough customers for a whole animal, they didn't have refrigerators those days, when they shecht the animal, they won't be able to sell the whole thing. So usually, they won't shecht until you have enough buyers to buy the whole animal. But this four times a year, Chazal forced a sheichet to make a shechita, even though there's not enough customers. Because these four times a year, people need meat. What are the four times a year? Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Shmini Atzeres, and if he's some places, Erev Kippur also. Why not Erev Sukkot? It's not clear, maybe because they're busy with Luv and Esrig. But upon him, there's four times a year where you shecht, you make the butcher shecht the animal no matter what. You make the butcher shecht forcefully, even though the shar is worth 1,000 dinar, the keichel only buying 1,000th of this animal. You force him to shecht. Lefikach, and mace, let's say, before he had a chance to shecht it, the behemoth died. Mace lekeach. The keach loses his down payment of a dinner. He loses his money. Mace lekeach, break the Gemara. Olay masha. He didn't make a mashiach. He just gave money. So why is it considered his, and why is it considered his loss? Amar Avuna mashamashach. The case was, he made a mashiach there. That was the case, but Adal Brak Mashana that was saying that if it dies, it's his loss, he made a mashiach on the animal, therefore he was kind of his chalik. Whereas a kashi yachi, if he made a mashiach, aim a seifa. It says, b'shari mashana, any other time of the year, any can. You can't force the butcher to shecht. Lefikach, if he gave money, lefikach a mace lemeicher, if it dies, he has to give back the money. Frank the Gemara, amaya, ha-mashach. We're talking about the whole Mishnah with the same idea, talking about mashiach. So, manavshach, if we're talking about mashiach, then both places be his loss. If we're not talking about mashiach, so what's the difference if he gave money? He's not kind. So Amar Shmuel by Yitzchak, Lo'ilu Mishloi Mashach. You didn't make a Mashiach. And Hakamai Eskino, Mishazika Le'er De'acher. The butcher already was Mizakeh the animal to the buyers, Aide someone else. So with Dala Prakameilu, the four times a year, the Schus who lies, the Schus, he wants his money to be given for meat. And he's happy about that. Since Zachalam Shaifanov, he's kind. Even though you do this zikui, it does not work. Why? It's a chayfim. He doesn't want to buy. He's not sure he wants to buy. He doesn't need meat so much. He's not taking the chance to have a live animal be transferred to him, and because it might die, because he doesn't need the meat as much. So it's not as chus for him, and therefore that's the difference between the reisha and the seifa. We're talking about without mashiach. The question was, with the kinyan, you mizaka de'acha. What's the chilik between the four times a year and the rest of the year? The difference is, four times a year is a schus for him. The other times a year is not a schus. That's one teretz, pshat and dal prokim, why it's a loss for the buyer when he gives the money, even though you didn't make a mashiach. Rav Ilo Amar Yechonam, dal prokim elu amidu chachom debrei amad debrei taira. Four times a year, they said that we go with Dvar taira that Moyes is kindness. We said four times a year Moyes is kindness. Really, we're not Torah. We learn from a pasuk by Hekdesh that Moses is kaina. Why do we say Mashiach is kaina? The reason why we masakin, the Chazal masakin, that Moses is not kaina is because a lot of times you'll pay for something and it won't be picked up and it will burn down and the meicher, the seller, we're not going to go try to save it because it's not mine, I don't care. Therefore, we made a takana that Moyes is not kindness. But these four times a year, where we wanted them to be able to have meat and to work out, so therefore we said that you are kinda with money. And back to Agamara is saying here also, Chacham said, when it comes to Erev, I'll stick in Shabbos, they will maimid the Devrayim of Dintaira, and they al Dintaira, and they said that the Moyes is kindness, and that's Pshan Rabbi Yezah. Chacham argu, say still not Moyes kindness, but that's the Machlekes Lozer Chacham. If they said over here, you go with the Minat Hara the Gedin, that Moyes is kindness. Now the Mishnah said further, Moyed the Meshakel Adam. If you didn't give money to a store, you gave money to a Stama person and said, make me an Erev, then it works. And that's what Chama Moyed. What's the Pshat? So my Shakel Adam. Who's Shakel Adam? I'm a Rav Bal Bayis, a regular Bal Bayis, not a store owner. Chenam Shmuel Bal Bayis, the one Bal Bayis. Toma Shmuel. Loy Shonu, this halacha, this machlokes, this didn't the Chama say that doesn't work. Ela Nachtim, only a baker. Our Bal Bayis, koina. And like we said in the Mishnah, the reason is because by Bal Bayis, when you give him money, you don't mean dafka to buy his bread with money. What you mean to say is that I want you to get the Erev done. Vama Shmuel, Loy Shonu Ela Ma, Avakli koina. Even when you go to a baker, a Nachtim, or a store owner, if you give him a kli, if you give him a handkerchief, then you kind of walk. That's kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin works even without doing mashicha or hakba. Kinya Chalipa works. Just and money doesn't work, but Kinya Chalipa does work. But Amar Shmuel, not a limitation to Zalacha Loishan, but Amalei Zecheli. It's only if you said, here's money, and be Zeicha for me with this money, the bread. Aval Amar Arevli, if you tell the store owner, make me Erev, Shliach Shav Yekarei. Then you made him a Shliach, and then you Kaina, because you told him, get it done. Make the Erev any way it works, and I'm Shemek Das, any way you do it, no matter if you give it to me this way or that way, then it will work. So it comes out, the three ways that could work, even. It's 3 years of work. Either give it to Avayis, then it's like Stama, you're telling him to make me Erev, or you did it with a Kinyan Chalipin, or even when you told a store owner, but you told him, make me Erev, then it will work. Said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says, that's when he das. But Ruvi Chetzeres, you don't need his das, you can make an Erev no matter what. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel. Halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And not only that, I'll call Malkoim Shishana Rabbi Yehuda Be'erivin Alach Kamaisa. Every time we have Rabbi Yehuda and Erivin, we pass like that. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said, Vashem Shmuel. Omer Rav Chana Bagdasal, Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chana Bagdasal turns to Rabbi Yehuda and says, Omer Shmuel, Afil Vamavui, Shinitlu Kereisa Velechyav. That Shmuel say we pass like Rabbi Yehuda even in a case where on Shabbos the Mavui lost its Lechi or lost its Kaira. There, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's good. There he holds it's good. Even there we'll make it like Rabbi Yehuda, because keeping the hutra, we'll even make a deal like Rabbi Yehuda. Where you're missing your kaira and lechi now on Shabbos, on Malay, no, we don't pass the Rabbi Yehuda there. What I meant to say is be'erivin amarti. I meant the sugyas of erivin chaseris, amarti lach, v'loib mechitzas. Not by mechitzas, when it comes to mechitzas, like lechi and kaira, that I didn't say we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Ravacha read the Rav Ravashi, halacha, since we say halacha Rabbi Yehuda, it's mashma, that according to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda argues on a Tanakama. Halacha mechal da pligi. It must be the Yehuda's argue with Tanakama. Frankly, Marva Amar Rabbi Shuv Alevi Komokem Sha Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emesai. Anytime he says the word Emesai or Medvar Amurim, what he's doing is explaining the Chachamim. Shom Rabbi Yehuda Emesai over Med Mishasenu. Any other farish derech Chachamim. Lo pligi. Don't argue. And it says that's why. So why he's saying that it's machlekes? Why he's saying any other? It's only farish derech Chachamim. Stop there. So why are you saying that's machlekes? Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama. Zok the Gemara, loy pligi. Does Rabbi Yehuda not argue? Here we know even if he says Emesai, we know he argues. Why? But not in time. Look at the last Mishnah. The Tosfos Aleihem. If more people came to the Mavi, Moisif and Mazake, with Tzarich Leidia, you can make the more Erev. You can take him from Shelahem, but you have to let them know that you're making Erev. Since you're taking their stuff, you have to let them know. So you see, klar in our Mishnah that you have to do it medas. So how can you tell me that Medvarim just means explain the Chama? We know the Chama argue. So Gemara says that you could have answered Hasam, the Mishnah before that says you have to let the guy know that you're making an Erev with his money is Bechatzah Shavim Shteim Avayis. Talking about a Chatzah that had Mavi on two sides, and we're not sure which one he wants to unite himself with. We're not sure. So there, you have to be Maidia, maybe. But in a regular case where everyone lives in the same chatzar or the same mavi, you don't have to be Maidia him. And maybe the Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yehuda that you could do it Shaloi L'das. So don't tell me last Mishnah is Muchach, that Rabbi Yehuda argues, and that's why you ask that Kashar Mishuv Alevi, it says that Mehmed Varamur means to explain. It's not Muchach to argue. That Mishnah is talking about a case where there are two mavis, and our Mishnah is talking about a case of one mavi. Someone says, no, Vamar Rav Shizbi, look at this Gemara, that pay him a base. Vamar Rav Shizbi, Yom Rav Chista, Zoysi Meres, Chulkum of Chavir Rav Yehuda, that the Tanakama argues on Rav Yehuda. That's what Rav Shizbi says. Why did he say that? Because he holds that Mishnah talking about with one Mavi, and still it says with Tzarech L'Adiyah, you have to let him know. And Rav Yehuda says, you don't need das. So Rav Shizbi is saying, it's clear it's Machlaikis. So it's back at Kasha that Rav Shum Balevi says, so the Kasha, first of all, Shmuel says Halacha Mechal the Pligi, and we also have Rav Shizbi, says clearly they argue. And on the other hand, we have Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, who says, any time Rav Yehuda says Lashon Emesai Uvameh, it's not a Mechalikah, so we have a Kasha. So the Gemara, Ella, it's not Shver. Gavra, a Gavra Karamis, you're asking me a Kasha for Rav Yehuda Ben Levi on Shmuel, and, you know, because Shmuel says Halacha Mechal the Pligi, and you ask me a Kasha of Shmuel Ben Levi, who says, but Meh means not a Mechalikah? Gavra Karamis, Masa Pligi, Masa La Pligi. I hold it is machlekes. You hold it is not machlekes. I argue on your klal. Rav Shmuel Levi and Shmuel don't have to. They argue with each other. Shmuel is not shuvah to Rav Shmuel Levi to hold like him, and therefore it could be he says he argues. I just want to end up with one kasha that's a little bit shver, is that Rabbi Yehuda says that works medash lo yodas. Who said it means that even when you're taking from the other person's food, could you do a shloi das? Maybe shloi das just means that if you have your own food, you wanted the mezaket for him, that you can make an erev even though he didn't ask for it, because it's chos for him. But who say you could take the other person's food? And the halacha is before, Rashi explains that tzarich l'adir is the only way you're taking the other person's food. So mehecha teisa really, it's a machlekes from that lashon with tzarich l'adir, and that's with tzarich in at the end. But kaponim, that's what comes up in the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying, according to Shmuel, Rav Yehuda argues on Tanakama about das, and according to Shmuel Levi, it's not a machlekes, because anytime he says Bameh, he's explaining the Tanakama. I, the Mishnah before, said tzarich l'adir. Our Gemara says, you can answer, they were talking about two mevayis. And the other man, the Yama, says, no, it's talking about one mavi, and therefore it is a machlekes.